visiting with Levo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, you have one game remaining in the regular season, and you go to Osage tomorrow, and that's a big one ahead to conclude the regular season. But kind of, how do you feel like the girls are playing? Are they still, you know, playing some of their best and still peaking here at this time?
Yeah, I think our girls are doing a good job. It seems like we haven't really put a full game together since probably the last time we've talked, but we definitely put, three quarters, a half of basketball together and done really well. You know, I've been, you know, down the stretch, you know, you definitely want to be playing your best like we've always talked about, but you also want to be able to finish games. And we've been able to do that and continue to put ourselves in positions to where we want to be. And that's going to be no different than what we need to be able to bring tomorrow night when we play Osage.
It's going to be nice for you to get some practice time in after tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, having yesterday off and then having today off, a tough team and a tough task to be able to play against an Osage City team who is, 18-1 on the year. A team that we're familiar with and we've seen before, but definitely a matchup that we're excited about. I know they're excited about a true test before we get our first bye there in Sub-State, as those came out today. And then so pretty much a week off, so trying to get work in, get prepared for who we might play in that first round, and then hopefully make a run at this thing.
Well, and as the bracket is out, they gave you the two, so you're in a Sub-State where you would play either Waverly or SEC in the semifinal round, and then on the other side, Central Christian, Melbourne, and Caldwell. So that's the bracket, coach.
Yeah, the bracket, we had a coin flip, both of us being at 17-1. I thought we were going to be the two anyways because we didn't get it extra game in, but the weather kind of helped us out with that, but still ended up being the two. Expect to probably see Waverly, honestly, on Saturday night at our place. A team that is playing good basketball, can play good basketball, probably definitely one of the best coached teams out there. Ty does a fantastic job of putting his girls in good situations to be able to play. That's going to be truly a tough matchup for us. And then, Mayor DeZine looks like they're going to have to travel to Hutch. But Mayor DeZine is definitely, we know them, a really good ball team, somebody that we're familiar with, somebody that we've seen at the state tournament last year. We know they're going to be excited to hopefully make another run as well, too. So, and then Hutch Central is a team that we played last year in the Sub-State Championship to go to state. So all three teams, we've seen, been familiar with and played, all three really tough matchups, in my opinion. So it's going to take our best basketball in postseason, and it should. That's what postseason is all about. And these girls are experienced, and, I hope we put that experience to work this week, especially with my three seniors and knowing it's a do or die situation for us for several games here moving forward.
Visiting with Levo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner here on the Area Coaches Corner. And I think you got to be surprised that all three LCL schools in 1A Division II are not on the same side with Hartford and that other one as a 4 seed. Well, as we mentioned, Osage tomorrow, that's a rematch from the Central Heights tournament championship game.
That is correct.
Yeah, yes. And then wouldn't get back on the floor until the first, when you would play either Waverly or SEC. And then you go from there. So, and the road to Colby begins.
The road to Colby begins, Again, really looking forward to the matchup tomorrow night, a true test. It's a game that we're going to need if we want to make a run, later on in the season. Position matters and records matter and matchups matter. And you never know what you're going to get. So, again, we're just excited about Thursday night and the matchup that's ahead for us. And hopefully it's one game at a time, just like what we always talk about. Our girls need to stay hungry. They need to stay competitive, and we'll continue to have that in practice. And again, you still need a little bit of luck on your side, but you also create your own luck. So we're going to do our best to get prepared for that and what we need to be able to see. And I think all the girls will be focused and determined and want to make another run at this.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow at Osage. Should be a really good matchup and kind of an intriguing one that I would like to watch as well. And then best of luck in your sub-state semifinal against either Waverly or SCC. And we'll catch up again in 2 weeks.
All right. Hey, sounds great, Dylan. Appreciate it.
That is Levo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite, MT Networks, and Grimmett Construction on KVOE, live and local.